From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A powerful, slow-moving typhoon hit the northern Philippines earlier today. Heavy winds and rains are pounding the island of Luzon, and there are no reports of casualties so far. Forecasters are predicting that Typhoon Kapu could dump 600 millimeters of rain over the next several days, as other weather systems in the area will keep Kapu hovering over Luzon. Egyptians today began voting in the nation's first parliamentary election since the military's 2013 ouster of Egypt's first freely elected president. The first of 2 days of voting in 15 provinces, including Cairo's twin city of Giza and the Mediterranean port city of Alexandria, is underway. Giza resident Ahmed Al-Hamouli said they are hoping for a large turnout. He said this is a duty for everyone to fulfill their future. About 27 of Egypt's registered 120 million voters reside in the 15 provinces where voting is taking place today. Voting in Egypt's other 13 provinces, including the capital Cairo, will be on November the 22nd and 23rd. Ongoing violence between Israelis and Palestinians is likely to top the agenda of an Israeli cabinet meeting today. Some of the latest violence between Palestinian teenagers and Israeli police has resulted in the killing of four Palestinians and the wounding of a fifth in both the occupied West Bank and Jerusalem. At least 40 Palestinians and 7 Israelis have died during weeks of street violence. This is VOA News. Iran has rejected U.S. and French allegations that its recent missile test violates United Nations resolutions, saying the Security Council restrictions only apply to missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Iran's missiles don't do that. His comments came as U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power spoke about the October 10th launch.
It does appear that the missile launch that Iran conducted did violate UN Security Council resolutions, so we will indeed bring it to the Security Council and press for the appropriate action. We're also looking bilaterally at things that we can do as well.
Power said the missile was capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called Europe's migrant and refugee situation a crisis of global solidarity. Mr. Ban visited a community shelter in Rome on Saturday, where he met with refugees and their children. A wave of asylum seekers continued Saturday, with busloads of migrants arriving for the first time to Slovenia from Croatia after Hungary sealed its border with Croatia just hours before. Wahid Chamdi is a migrant from Idlib, Syria, who is en route to Germany.
Hungary, Slovenia, whatever. We have to go. We came from Syria to here. We will stop 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever.
In a statement released on Saturday, Amnesty International called on the European leaders to put the rights of refugees above their concerns about protecting their borders. United States has sent military equipment and a small contingent of troops to Cameroon to fight Boko Haram militants. General David Rodriguez, commander of the U.S. Africa Command, said several hundred troops will be assisting joint forces from Cameroon, Nigeria, Chad, Niger, and Benin to combat Boko Haram by conducting intelligence surveillance and reconnaissance operations.
The mission of the soldiers is to help provide intelligence surveillance to the Cameroonian military as well as to the multinational task force who are together working to defeat Boko Haram. There'll be less than 300.
Boko Haram militants have killed or kidnapped thousands of people in a 6-year insurgency that has spread to its neighbors, despite regional efforts that included the deployment of 8,700 troops. Last year, the United States declared Boko Haram a foreign terrorist organization, and they placed a $7 million bounty on Boko Haram's leader to help bring him to justice. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.